December's just around the corner, which means road trips are being planned by many of us as we head down for the coast. And for that reason, I'm going to chat to Eugene Herbert, the Chief Executive Officer of Masterdrive, and try and ascertain what is it that we need to do to our vehicles to ensure that we arrive at the other side safely. Eugene Herbert, thank you for chatting to us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Hi there, Simon, and welcome to all the listeners.
So, they say it's the tyranny of distance. This country, we travel far. I know because I've just done a 15-hour drive to Cape Town. It's a
Okay.
very, very long ride. It really is. And what should I have done? Because I didn't do anything. So we're not talking about me. We're talking about what one should do in terms of what is the most critical vehicle checks that we should do before hitting the road.
Okay, thanks, Simon. I think there's a number of things that we need to do on the vehicle, but they're probably more important. It's the mindset that we have to have, which is going to be in the interests of making sure that we arrive safely. You know, people get so focused on the destination, and they leave the early hours of the morning. They may even rush through things at work, put in a full day. So I think the first thing is let's just make sure that we're well rested before we embark on a journey. There's a couple of things that we must be doing with our vehicle. Let's make sure that certainly our tires and that are in good condition, because you don't want to have an incident on the side of the road. We know how dangerous that is. And then, of course, let's make sure that some of the things that we may encounter, you know, today rain is there. If you're traveling down from Gauteng to the coast, maybe we've had rain, so you'll be a little bit more prepared. But if not, if your car's you've just been pulling it out for the first time, make sure your windscreen wipers are in order, make sure your windscreen is right. And of course, let's not forget the fact that when you're driving, you need to take regular breaks, you know, every 2 hours, maybe 200 kilometers. Because driving today, if you're not used to driving long distances, and you said so yourself, can actually be quite fatiguing. And fatigue is one of the biggest killers on our road. And the other thing that, as a driver, please don't drink and drive. You know, really, it's the most stupid thing that one could imagine. But there's the other thing of distracted while driving. You know, we've gotten so used to talking on our phones, which is illegal, but that's without a Bluetooth or something like that. So if we are going to be on the road, let's pay attention to the task of driving, which means if we've got kids in the back, let's make sure that they're occupied with something meaningful, games or something like that. The other thing that we also must make sure that we probably will be taking water with us and snacks, etc. But let's not put them on the back seat where we're going to have to reach for them. And
Spot
therefore,
on.
take our eyes off the road. So have it prepped, think about it. And then, of course, if you do put in your GPS, which is a good thing, feeding your destination to your GPS, it'll give you an indication whether there are any, you know, traffic stoppages, etc. And we know how dangerous that can be. You can sit in traffic for a long time. Make sure you've got something to rehydrate if you stop for a while. And then, of course, the kids must have seat belts on. And you can say, but yeah, they're resting. It's still a good idea to have them strapped in so that in the event of something happening, their lives will be saved.
I think what you're saying is just so critically important, and it's just so fresh in my mind because I've just done this journey. I want to add one thing from my own personal experience. Take a rubbish packet down with you. Eating that piece of fruit and looking for a place to put the pip. What did you say? What was that word when you spoke about distraction, when you're not concentrating on the word and you've got you mentioned something about the distraction, the single. It's spot on. It's exactly that. It's taking your eyes off the road for that millisecond. And when you look where to put the peach pip, that's what causes the accident. And
And also, and I don't know if you experienced it because I'm in Cape Town at the moment, is the fact that you've got other idiots out there on the road. So let's give you the benefit of the doubt and say that you're not an idiot, you drive nicely, etc. But we know that's not true of all people. They're reckless, they're endangering the lives of others. And just remember, over the festive season, there's probably 15, maybe 2,000 people that die on the roads. We don't want to be one of those statistics. It's better
no.
to be late and arrive at your destination safely than rushing through. And please, let's not get into an argument with other road users. You know, they may have I don't know, an AK-47 or something like that, that they're just too happy to unleash on you. And so road rage is a real problem that we encounter today.
Other thing I was very aware of was the fact that I think white lines and unbroken lines are seen as merely advisory in South Africa. I don't know when that happened, but we've come from obeying the road signals to just treating them as optional. There's
Well,
a
you see
reason
that.
why there's an unbroken white line. There's a reason for it.
Absolutely. And you know what? I know it's very easy to say, yes, but the truck let me pass. It's still your responsibility to ensure that it is safe to do so. You know, some truckers have a rule, no yellow lane driving, others do. But just because they pull over doesn't mean you have to overtake. Wait until, and you know the road to Cape, you'll see there's lots of areas where they split. There's an area where there's a double lane for a while. Just be patient. It's not worth trying to rush ahead and there's an oncoming car, and before we realize that we've got additional fatalities.
Don't you find it incredible that we drive so aggressively? There seems to be zero patience for anybody on the road, and yet we are the most polite drivers on the planet. In that, when you do overtake, the guy behind who let you overtake flashes you. You thank him. He thanks you for thanking him. It's the most incredible song and dance that goes on, and it goes on for 1,400 kilometers. It's really pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, look, you're right, but I think that one of the things that we find people are problematic, and that when you start looking at why road rage takes place, you know, we're a nation that's got a lot of troubles. It's the economy, it's what's happening in the American economy. We've got a president over there that has an impact on our lives, whichever way you like it or not. And as a result, we've got these challenges. So we take that into our vehicle, which is effectively a weapon. And now we weaponize ourselves in our engagement with other motorists. And please, you know, if somebody wants to overtake on between the yellow line, don't make it your personal task as a policeman to make sure that he obeys or she obeys the rules of the road. Just leave it, let them go, and arrive safely where you're going to.
Let's get to the actual mechanics of the vehicle. I hear everything you've said about the psychological aspect, and I agree with absolutely everything. But the actual vehicle itself, what in your experience are the most common causes of roadside breakdowns during long trips?
Okay, you know, typically what would have happened, we drive our cars short distances, and now we're going to drive to Cape Town, for example. So we put in kind of a strain on a vehicle where it wasn't experienced before. And there's multiple organizations out there, and I think the RMI publishes it. You can take your vehicle for, I don't know whether it's a 41 or 46 point check, and they will make sure that the basics are correct. You know, it's all very well thinking that your battery was on the edge. Well, let me try it one more time. You don't want to be broken down in the middle of the Karoo. So it's tires, batteries, fill up your windscreen washer, make sure it's working so that if there's dirt that's thrown up from the truck, it can clean it. Make sure that if there's any spares that you need, you know, a spare wheel, for example, you check all the tire pressures on your car for on the four wheels, but you don't make sure that the spare wheel is correctly inflated. Make sure that is done. And sometimes the kids take out the jack and the wheel spanner, etc. Make sure that you're well equipped. And it's always worthwhile to have some cleaning rags or something. You don't know what you'll encounter. And I love your comment about the rubbish bag, because it's a good thing to dispose of it. And then, of course, also let's remember, kids' hands get messy wiping, they're peeling an orange. So some wet wipes certainly won't go amiss. And then, as far as
100%.
the vehicle is concerned, please, if you haven't serviced your vehicle before, don't reckon you'll come and do it when you get back from your holidays. Rather do it now before you embark on those long trips. And remember, rest regularly is critical.
Seems how you liked my rubbish bag comment. I'm
No,
going to add in
I'll include
another.
that, and I'll give you some copyright on it, all right?
I want to add in another one just because this is very, very, very fresh for me, all this. I rode with Waze, even though I knew exactly where I was going throughout the journey. I still kept the Waze on all the. I wanted to know if there was a vehicle that was parked on the shoulder. I wanted to know, okay, I shouldn't really want to know if there's police traps and all that on the, but they do happen to tell you. That's by the way. That's by the way. That's not why it was the accidents and the road warnings, because sometimes the shortest route is actually not the shortest route. And that's also something to bear in mind, is that that N1 from Cape Town to Joburg, vice versa, is full of trucks. It is a hectically busy road, and maybe if you've got the time and you can afford to spend the extra time on the road, go Route 62. It's a very beautiful road,
It's cool.
and they're far less trafficked, that's for sure. So then I'm
That
going to give you,
regularly, by the way.
it's a beautiful road, it's a stunning road, and it's totally underrated in my opinion. Tell me something, your final word goes to you this afternoon. What is your key message to South African drivers as this festive season and the craziness approaches?
after you've done all those things that I've shared with you, drive nice. It's contagious.
Ride nice.
Drive nice. It's
drive
contagious.
Yes. Eugene Herbert, that makes a whole lot of sense. Thank you for your input this afternoon. I really appreciate it. And I just want to reiterate, everything you said is correct. It's spot on. I know this because I've experienced this. Thank you.